The new Mercury package closely responds to objections that Republican legislators raised when the board passed a Mercury plan last summer. The key changes are that one Mercury reduction goal has been lowered to 75% by the year 2015, though a 40% cut within 6 years remains in the rule. Also, the state plan will have to conform to a national mercury control program if one ever passes in Washington. The new rule doesn't mean mercury-related fish consumption advisories will go away soon, but the DNR's John Heinrich says it's still important to get big Wisconsin utilities on the road to reducing mercury emissions.
Getting mercury out of fish and reducing that level of mercury reduces the exposure to people who are consuming the fish. And whether the advisories go away or not, at least less mercury is there for public health consequences.
Bill Skews of the Wisconsin Utilities Association says the DNR rule gives his member companies more certainty as they work on new mercury controls for big power plants. But Skews says it may be that the DNR is underestimating what the changes will cost electricity customers each year.
We have to know exactly what sort of emission controls are going to be applied. It's too early to tell, but it's probably much more than the $20 that the DNR estimates.
But Sierra Club State Director Carol Terrell thinks the opposite is true.
History has shown that whenever there has been air regulation at the federal level or at the state level, the cost estimates have been way too high. So I don't anticipate that this will be something that ratepayers will even notice. What we will notice is that the fish will become cleaner.
Terrell and other environmentalists wanted a tougher mercury rule, but she says the measure that appears on its way to becoming law is an important first step. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.